Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
God, I feel like this might turn into a bigger topic with calls and everything. Here's the title of the story. What's something you just don't get the appeal of at all? You just don't get it.
Yeah.
And then they got this whole list of everything on there. I do like number 7 because I don't get this at all. And with the new release of Taylor Swift's album, number 7 is worshiping a celebrity. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like how you can just be so obsessed with somebody.
For me, it's always athletes. It's always the sports crowd that I'm like impressed with. Celebrities, they don't catch me like that. But like, I know how much work it takes to be a professional athlete. And so I'm just always in awe of their determination. So for me, I feel like it's a little different. But yeah, when it's just celebrities and
I'm like, meh.
It's a little different.
You're true statement with you talking about the sports, and you both of you go off about how much you like worship certain players. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah.
What's something you just don't get the appeal of at all? Reality TV made the list.
Some
of those shows.
It's
are
so fake
stupid.
Now, though. It's, like, it's fake. All so set up.
Trendy water bottles.
Me with my hydro
flask.
I don't
know what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
I know somebody that walks around with a water bottle 24/7. They just walk around.
I mean, I
literally call this my comfort blanket.
Yeah.
I have this everywhere I go.
But
everywhere.
In Colorado, we should. We should be drinking water to where we're never thirsty.
It's like, just so dry out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. It
so
is.
We, you know, we technically we live in a desert, Jeremy.
Yes,
technically.
We do.
I'm so dry.
High desert. Let's go.
What else is on here? Stuff that you just don't understand. Strip clubs is on there. Yeah, I don't get that.
Who doesn't understand that?
Well, we understand
it. I understand it, but I just don't. Or I'm sorry. Just don't get the appeal of
what?
It.
I don't either.
What? Oh, yeah, like you're at the strip club all the time.
I'm not, but I understand the appeal of it. Like, she doesn't yell at me and she shows me, you know.
What does she show you? What?
Yeah, but then it's like, then you leave alone still.
Yeah, you still
I know,
no,
but
hey,
I get
no
the
touchy,
appeal
touchy.
Of it.
Alone what? And broke.
I understand
I don't get the, appeal,
the
of it.
Appeal of it. I understand what
this is
do
free.
What did you just point at?
His nothing. Phone.
I didn't
pumpkin spice made the list. Yeah.
Yes.
This time of year, you see all the articles and people going off. Oh, I love people are texting in the Labubu dolls. Yeah, I don't get the appeal of the Labubus
so,
either.
Katie,
they're
I'm
so
sorry.
Creepy.
They're so ugly.
Oh, they're ugly. That's
so
all
ugly.
Get out. Like, for sure. They remind me of the Monchichis, but ours were cuter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Being mean just to seem cool. You don't get the appeal? I don't get that either. That's stupid. Social places where the music is too loud to talk to anyone. Yeah, I would say, Katie, with our advanced age.
I was going to say, that just means you're old. Like, that's what
I get
that
irritated
means.
If it's too loud at a Chili's.
Yeah. Turn that music
Turn
down.
Turn it down. sagging. Are people still sagging?
Oh, I thought, okay, like your pants.
Like your pants, not your face. Like, what are you thinking?
I was like, I don't want that. Like,
not what your breastises are doing right now, Katie.
To the sagging, actually.
At your advanced age, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is sagging right now. For me personally, something I just don't get the appeal of at all would be skiing.
Okay.
I don't get the appeal of sitting in traffic for hours to get up the hill just to zip up and down the mountain and then sit in traffic all the way back and be cold. I don't get the appeal of it. And I don't get the appeal of having multiple cats.
The multiple cats part. Like, I mean, and I like those, the people who do like multiple cats, though, like that's a certain type of personality, a caretaker, someone, you know.
And
who
I
wants,
don't get it.
Yeah. No, exactly. But
I don't get the appeal of
for
multiple
me, it's
cats.
Like the cruises. To go on any kind
cruises.
Of cruise or amusement park. Those, to me, I'm just like, I don't understand paying $100 per person just to get into the park. And then kind of the same thing with, like, waiting on I-70, standing in line for over an hour to get on a 10-minute ride. Like, I just,
don't
I
get
never
it.
Understood
don't
that at
all. Don't get the appeal
all.
Of it
so,
at all. Yeah. Here's Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What?
Hi, Olivia. Hi.
Are you, like, 12?
I am actually 9.
Oh,
hey!
I love this. Olivia, what's something that you just don't get the appeal of?
So, the new movie, K-Pop Demon Hunters. When people watch it over and over and over again, instead of just watching it once and just enjoying it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
actually.
And then just move on with your right life.
Such
right,
a good
Olivia?
Point.
Just move on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Even that chime agreed with you.
You're not going to dress up as one of the characters for Halloween?
No.
No, no Zoe for you?
Oh, but no.
No.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
A forest elf.
Oh, that's cute.
That's, do you have the little ears and everything, Olivia?
Yeah. Oh,
I like it.
That's going to be really cute.
Way really better cute. Than a demon hunter. You won that one.
Why aren't you in school right now?
I'm currently driving to school.
Oh, that's great. You're sitting on a little phone book. She's got blocks on her shoes. Well, Olivia, you are a sweetheart. Thank you for calling this morning. That's very nice of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye,
goodbye.
Olivia.
She's
oh
so
God.
Cute.
She just made
really
my whole
cute.
Day.
I'm going to be a little forest elf.
I don't get the appeal of Game of Demon Hunter.
But I agree with that. I mean, you watch movies over and over and over again. Just, it's a good movie. Move
Can
on.
Can you just see little Olivia at the sleepover? Like, we're watching this again.
And her little arms crossed. With her pointy ears. And she's like, not again.
Rate it.
I guarantee you that's what happened. So and she went and told her mom about that.
That's, I know. That's probably what happened.
Super cute.
And I agree with you 100%, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia. Have a good day at school. All right, coming up, we've got a little show wants to know action. We are talking about getting pre-engaged. If that sounds ridiculous, be ready to sound off. We got Roy, Lexi, and Brandy on the line that are actually dying to sound off about the things that you just don't get the appeal of. Here's Lexi. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for holding for so long. So what are you going to nominate?
I said crop tops. I'm kind of over them. I don't get it. I don't get how they've stuck around for so long.
You don't love showing the midriff?
I like it.
Yeah. No, you make such a good point, Lexi. Like, when is that fashion going to die? Like,
I know. You can't go anywhere to any store and just get a normal shirt if you need to be, like, appropriate somewhere and not show your belly.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's annoying.
No,
yeah.
It is. Like, when you have to go to work or any other places that, you know, you are required to kind of dress up a little bit but not show off skin, that's
You
hard.
Are going to have to pull my crop tops.
Careful.
For my cold, dead hands, Lexi. I love all of mine. Oh. I love showing off
my belly
button. I
just thought they would already be gone by now, or we'd get some normal length shirts back by now.
Huh. You know, it's funny. This. I did just buy my wife a new, it was like a hoodie, like a Nike hoodie, and it's like cut super short in the front.
I don't like it.
Yeah, even hoodie.
That doesn't even keep you warm.
I know. Your belly button's cold this time of year. I don't like that at all. Lexi, thank you for sounding off. You have a great day. Stay warm.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, bye. All right, let's do Brandy and Roy. Hi, Brandy.
Hello.
So what do you just not get the appeal of?
The Big Lebowski.
The dude abides?
The dude doesn't do it for me.
That's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I was like, I kind
of
like that one.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
What?
All the guys tend to like it, I think.
John Goodman in that movie is a bad mamma jamma. I love his character in that movie. And then when they go to spread the ashes on the side of the cliff and they shake it and it all blows back on him.
Yes.
That's some funny stuff, Brandy.
Huh.
See, and I like funny dumb because my favorite movie is Spaceballs. But,
good movie too.
I'll make you happy, though. I have never seen The Big Lebowski, so I will just go
watch
to
it.
Continue not see
no,
it.
I'll watch
no,
watch it.
I just won't watch it, Brandy. And then we'll make everybody happy, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's make Brandy happy.
It's a unique style of humor. It's just unique and memorable quotes and things like that.
Okay.
My husband makes me watch it every time he sees it on streaming.
Yeah, good. Who's the bowler? Is it Jesus? I'm Jesus. The bowler? Oh, my God. It's so good, Brandy. All right. Well, you're crazy, but thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. We'll do That's one more, good. Then we'll do Show Wants to Know. Hi, Roy.
Hello.
What do you just not get the appeal of?
It is SUVs. What is it about all the SUVs on the road?
What are you driving, a smart car?
Yeah, what are you in, buddy?
No, it's just a little Honda Civic.
Yeah. But,
great gas mileage. Not too bad.
Yeah, good mileage, you know. But I don't understand why. I mean, 90% of the time you see those things, there's only one person in them.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but when you need it,
same. Why do you want to drive a car that everybody else is driving that looks exactly like a refrigerator on wheels?
Says the guy driving the Civic. Isn't there like 8 million of those on the road?
It's the most sold car,
Roy. The amount of white SUVs out on the road in the Mile High City—it's ridiculous. You're right.
But we get snow here. How does your Honda Civic do when we get the snowstorms?
It does. It's a front-wheel drive. All you gotta do is have some good.
Snow tires
on there. I've lived here all my life. I've never had to use a four-wheel drive. That's through the blizzard of 82 and everything else.
Do you have a family, Roy, or just you?
It's just me.
See, that's part of it, because, I mean, my wife drives a giant SUV, but it's like when we got to go to, you know, a football game for the kids, and we're putting, you know, four collapsible chairs in the back and a cooler and then gear, and then we got to hit Costco after the sporting event, like, it comes in handy, buddy, if you got a, you know, if you're hauling around a bunch of kiddos.
Well, yeah, for that I understand it. But I know, well, two people at least that are, they're single and they drive one, but they only drive it because, you know, their friends have one. So I got to have one too, and it's got to be bigger
and better. You know,
no, keeping up with the Joneses, for sure.
It is more luxurious.
I mean, Roy, I'm single and I have an F-150. So yeah, I'm right. I get it. I get it.
I know. Well, remember, I know Jeremy drove a huge truck, too, don't you?
America's pickup, you mean.
Yeah. And you know what they say.
What?
Wait a second.
You keep talking, Roy.
I will show you, Roy.
Thing. It's a
you
tell him.
Roy,
thing.
I will show you.
You tell him.
Don't you start with that rumor, Roy.
It's true.
It's true. I will send you a picture right now, sir.
Don't do it.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're not going to like it, Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll be traumatized.
You're not going to see it, Roy. Don't worry.
It'll be just fine, Roy. Roy, thank you for the laughs, you goofball. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you very much. Love you guys.
Love you too, bud. See you
Have
later.
Have a great day. Bye.
Whatever
that was good.
With that guy.
Oh, goodness, that's funny.
Whatever with that guy. All right, let's dive into some show wants to know. All right, I'm going to read you an email that came in with a listener debate. Casey wrote in. And if you'd like to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Casey says, JKJ, I need some help settling a debate that's now making things really awkward at work. One of my sales girls is super serious with her boyfriend. They're really cute. Makes me want to puke, she said. They've talked about marriage. They live together. And now she's told me that they are pre-engaged.
What?
She wrote, that's exactly the next line. What? I flat out told her that's not a real thing. You're either dating, engaged, or married. There's no magical pre-engaged purgatory in between.
Well, yeah, dating is the pre-engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. She got defensive and said couples who live together but who are planning on getting engaged soon fall into the pre-engaged category. Then she rolled her eyes at me. Word has gotten out, and now the whole office is split. Half of us think it's cute and modern. The other half, including me, think it's just a fancy way of saying, I'm still waiting on the ring. So tell me, am I being old-fashioned, or is pre-engaged just relationship make-believe? Choose a side, JKJ. This one's tearing the office and the break room apart. She ends by saying, kisses and smooches. That's from Casey. So if you want to sound off about this, have you ever heard of pre-engaged? Are you currently pre-engaged? Would you like to be pre-engaged? Anything. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Even better if you want to call in and say, this is stupid.
Or I'm down with this.
I'm kind
of
down with it. I think I'm changing my mind. I think I'm down with it. It didn't work out for me, but I have given two girls promise rings. And I think that's a pre-engagement, so I have to be on board because I've done it twice. And I think it is. It's a promise that I want to at least get engaged with you and hopefully move towards marriage. And I, you know what? I'm kind of down with it now. It didn't work out for me, but I'm down with it.
You down with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
I see the phone lines ringing already. A lot of people texting. Call us. We want to talk to you guys. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Are you down, Katie?
I just feel like for this generation that doesn't like to put labels on things, they like to label everything. And I think this is just one more instance of that. Like, this is just part of a relationship, and I don't know why it just needs to be identified as such. You can just say you're dating, and then you're engaged, and then you're married. I don't understand the need to label this time in period in the relationship. Like, it just,
'cause it's cute.
I guess that's, and that's it.
There's a cuteness factor.
It's lost
to it.
On me, but there's also getting married is already so stressful, and now we're just adding things to it, and I just don't know why that's needed, you know? So,
but if it's making you happy, and you're both are happy together, and you do see an
engagement did you sound
in
how
your
stressed?
Future.
Did you sound how stressed I sound when I said that? Like, that's not happy.
Yeah,
I don't know
cute.
Why adding more makes it cute.
Because it's still in the lovey-dovey, ooey-gooey stage, and it's just it's cute. Yeah, we're
Again,
engaged. We're talking about getting
engaged.
And I
would like to also piggyback on what Josh said and say, I think they're just relabeling the promise ring thing.
We
like,
get into that.
Know?
There's been topics for years regarding what I did with Nicole, and everyone was pissed at me. Hi, Lorena.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. So what do you think about the pre-engagement?
Kind of like what Josh said. It's like a promise ring thing. I think women who think of pre-engagement live in a realm where they can't get a promise ring. So let's be pre-engaged, you know?
Why can't you get a promise ring?
Well, ask her.
Yeah,
are these dudes
right?
just being cheap or what?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of men believe in, like, and promise rings these days either.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea of a promise ring?
I love the idea of a promise ring. However, like, unsteady a promise ring is, I wouldn't mind a promise ring.
It's cute, right?
It's cute, especially if you guys live together. It does prove something more solid.
I will tell you, Lorena, that I have been with my wife now for, God, what is it, Katie? I don't know, 22 years, 21
something
years.
Something like
that,
right?
It's a long-ass time, Lorena. And I gave her a promise ring. We went up to Silverthorne for a fun weekend when we were still young and dewy, and I gave her a promise ring while we were up there, and we had a really great weekend, and I promised to engage her, and I promised to marry her, and it worked.
See?
It worked.
Yeah, I think promise rings are when men want to get engaged, but women always want to get engaged.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Katie's dying
to. No, I'm not.
Thank you so much for sounding off.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in. See you later. Here is Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Morning, JKJ.
What up, buddy? Are you team pre-engagement, or is that just stupid?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you.
What do you got to label pre-engagement with the first date?
Yeah.
What if you're planning to have a baby? Are you pre-pregnant?
I know.
Right?
We're pre-expecting.
We're pre-pregnant.
Right? We're going to get pregnant pretty quick.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
9 months.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Oh, but come on, Kelly. Isn't it sweet and kind of romantic?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Romance is that far outside the lane. You're going to get in an accident, and then you're like, Josh, you got two rings, promise rings out there that are floating in some pawn shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And wouldn't you like to
That's
say,
That's
because
he's like, a slut, though. He's a man slut. That's part of the problem.
With those promise rings and just the pre-engagement, don't you think that's also someone trying to keep someone happy because they're not engaged?
Like, oh, could
you know what I mean? Like, you're not ready to get engaged yet, so here's a promise ring, and this will keep them quiet until I'm actually ready for it.
That's
and,
a good point.
You know,
they're always nagging at me,
Yeah,
like,
this will shut them up.
We're pre-engaged. We're fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. I totally see a future with you. No big deal. All right, I got Kelly and Cam. No, here's Alex. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So are you team pre-engaged?
I think it's super weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Super weird.
Why is the romance so dead with everybody?
It's not romantic. Being engaged is romantic. A sweet engagement is. But it's something like high schoolers do. Like, when we're old enough, maybe we can get engaged someday. I have all these teachers I work with. They're so young, and they're all planning their wedding before they're engaged. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But they're just daydreaming, right? And
oh no,
they're booking
their venues. They are getting caterers before they're engaged. It's really weird. I think
we talked about this on the show, Alex, a few months ago, actually, where people were women weren't even with anybody yet, but they were already like setting a date and reservations.
Yes,
for a
they
future
said,
wedding.
Oh, well, it takes a really long time to get a reservation. So, you know, if they're 2 years out, I'm going to plan it now and book it. I'm like, this is weird, you guys. This is really weird.
Yeah.
And on from a guy's point of view, can you imagine
the pressure?
The pressure.
The
yes.
pressure. And just like when you're starting to date this woman and say 6 months in, you find out that she already's booked the venue and everything.
I'm like running.
Yeah. Whoa,
that's
hold
like,
up.
Scaring you away. Scary.
Heading for the
scary.
Hills.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's not. And I had a boyfriend give me that in high school. And just like you said, it's now in the pawn shop. I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? It's just not appropriate. You're either committing to engage or you're not.
Yeah.
All these young kids want a label.
I don't like the promise ring in everything. High school. I feel like that's way too
that's
young.
When
like we
you
were at least
it.
In our
no.
20s, I think, when I gave Nick Nack her promise
no,
ring.
No, the promise ring is for nah, high school. It's
I don't
for the
really?
Younger crowd. Like
why?
Under
yuck.
30.
That's
under
yuck.
30 is the promise ring.
Okay, well,
crowd,
high school
sure.
That's way under 30.
See, I was
I know,
in early
like,
20s when I gave
so
Nicole hers.
16 to 30. I feel like that's the time range for the promise
See,
ring.
And I feel like as you approach 30, it's
to appreciate it. Well,
30, just get engaged.
The
yeah.
cutoff,
like,
I think, is 23.
Yeah, that's way
yeah.
too old.
Yeah,
way.
30, like, you can't. I'm not going to
commit already.
Can you imagine being 40 and be like, I got you a promise ring?
Yeah, Katie, what if some guy got you a promise ring?
I would not like that.
No,
I
that's
would
horrible.
Feel very...
You're 40 and you're like, I'm pre-engaged now.
Oh, ew!
And all your married friends are like, shut up. We can't hang out
like
anymore.
That.
All right,
you
Alex,
already.
I have you in team. No, no, no.
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 It's weird.
Weird.
Super weird. Have a good day, Alex.
Bye, Alex.
All right, bye.
I still think it's romantic.
Though. No, it's not.
Cute. It's cute.
It
Come
is
on,
not.
Let me say it. It's cute. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Are you team pre-engagement or hells no?
No. No, no, no. Mm. What do you even introduce them as? Like, this is my boyfriend. This is my fiance. What do you call when you're pre-engaged? This is my...
Pre-fiance.
This is my prevert.
There's not even a category. How do you introduce that person to
I think
your friends?
You don't. That's just probably something between you two. And really, the flaw with Casey's coworker is she talked about it.
Yeah.
I think it needs to stay between you two. That, you know, well, we're pre-engaged. You know, giggle, giggle, kiss, kiss. Mm.
Now there's going to be a whole market. I need pre-engagement photos to post on my Instagram. And I need...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You can have pre-engagement rings.
That's what happened
ring.
With the, like the birth announcements and stuff and baby showers. Now we have gender reveals and they just spun it into this thing that makes so much more money for a certain sect of people. But you're right. It's exhausting.
Get on it. Becky, get on it. This is a business opportunity for you. Come up with some pre-engagement cards.
Gold. We're going to be millionaires.
Come on. Let's do it. Get on the TikTok. All right, so I got you in team no, another no.
Team no.
Romance is dead. All right, Becky, have a good day.
You guys too. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Is it Tanisha? Tanisha.
Hi.
Hi. What side are you on?
So this is a weird reason why I am pre-engaged.
Okay.
Basically because I'm so ready for a label change because you're right. We label every single thing.
Uh-huh.
And I am tired of I'm chronically single, so I no longer want to be single. I am pre-dating.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. And then my friends who are always like pose, they're like in a relationship and they're like, oh, I'm so done. I'm going to break up with him, but they never do. They could be pre-single and they could be called Pringles.
Oh.
I want to call my friend a Pringle.
That's dangerous.
He's pre-single.
Okay. I love you. I love you. Okay. I love you. I love you.
So okay. You guys have a great day.
Okay,
oh my
bye.
Gosh.
Mic drop.
Pringle. That was amazing.
Mic drop. I want to call my friends Pringles.
So, prating, is that
so
the
she
other
was team
one?
Yes.
She was team yes. Yeah. And,
2 to 3 right now.
And I like, I guess she's just sick of being called single. And I understand that
we're
too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pre-dating. Bad. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
Hey.
My opinion kind of relates back to what a you know a couple of callers ago said is that what if you know people do start to capitalize on this, but what if the people that are pre-engaged also use it as a reason to get like more gifts or something, you know, and it becomes this whole thing where it's like a plethora of like. You know, I guess like friend tests, because you know how crazy people are like testing their friends to be like, are you going to be there for the wedding? Are you going to do this for me? because you're going to be so happy for me, or you're going to be a fake friend. It's, you know, it might sound outlandish what I'm saying, but what they're saying is kind of outlandish too.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm definitely like team no on the pre-engagement. I mean, whatever happened to when people would say that, like, we're together and we're serious and we're eventually going to get married, like, is that not enough? Like, you have to put this weird pre-engagement label on it? Like, it's just extremely corny to me.
Yeah. But it's just the new label for a promise ring, which people have been doing for years. I did it, and it worked out completely fine. So I still just don't really see why it's a bad thing. It works. It's just a different name change.
No, but I think it is the label. And again, I feel like couples should absolutely talk about getting engaged before they get engaged.
Well,
but like, they think that then they're just putting a label on it after they talk about
it. Yeah, but if you're married, then are you pre-divorced?
Can't. Maybe. I mean, you could go down the line with this up until, you know what I mean? Like, you could have different labels for each and every stage of a relationship. But I feel like if you're going to go and flaunt the fact that you're pre-engaged, that is therein where the problem lies, right?
Just be quiet.
Like, kind of be quiet
be
about
quiet.
It if that's what you want.
Mary.
Hi.
Hi, sweet Mary. You're going to get the final word on this, on the pre-engagement.
Awesome. This is the first time I've ever called, so awesome. I'm glad I got the last call.
Yeah, that's great. Well, welcome, first of all. Now share your opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, when you're a teenager, a promise ring is adorable. When you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, that's just a cop-out.
Yeah.
If you have to give somebody a promise ring when you're older, when you're an adult, that means that she's not the one for you.
Even in your early 20s.
Yes, even in your early 20s.
See, I think that's prime time saying that. I did it. I did it in my early 20s. That was like a, it was a placeholder that said, you know what, I do want to engage you, but maybe we're not financially ready. I want to advance a little more in my career. I want us to be a little more stable.
Well, then don't,
I'm going to promise you
that
in 2 years when we're doing way better, I'm going to engage.
So she's an investment.
But then don't waste your time on a ring that's not going to mean anything. I mean, that's just my opinion. If you're at the point where you aren't ready for it, then just leave it the way it is. And then when you're ready for it, if she's the one, then you give her an engagement ring. But this whole promise thing, this whole pre-engagement, it's like being pre-pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not.
Yep. That's good, Mary.
That's my opinion.
I love that you're so fired up.
I know.
I can
passionate.
Feel it. I can feel it in your voice, Mary.
I am. Listen, I had a friend that was 45 years old. I'm 55. I had a friend of 45 years old, and she came up to me. She's like, look, he gave me a promise ring. I try not to laugh.
Oh, barf. Like, at that age.
Are you kidding me? A promise to what?
Yeah, a promise
keep
to
you
what?
On hold until he's ready to settle down?
Yeah, at that age, it is pretty ridiculous to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Super.
So that's just my opinion. I'm sure other people had other opinions, but that's just my opinion.
This
on
is
it.
Why we do this. We want you to call in and share your opinion and be fired up and be a first-time caller with us, Mary.
Well, I love you guys. We just moved here from Maryland, and I'm loving Colorado, and I listen to you guys every morning, and I just love it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the kind words, Mary.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's funny.
You could tell in her voice.
She was like, fired
she's
up.
She's like, let's go.
Like,
she's ready to throw punches, I think.
I agree 100% with her on the promise ring. And just like after a certain age, it doesn't mean anything. Promise
I wouldn't
what?
Do it now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it now.
No,
I wouldn't have even done it, Jared. I think you did it at the right age. But if you were 25,
age, yeah.
I think I wouldn't have done it then either.
Yeah.
Were you 25?
I don't remember. I'd have to do
the math.
I think
you were early 20s.
Has Nicole texted me at all?
She reminded you of when all that happened?
Oh, she did, but it was something totally different.
Wasn't listening.
She's over me. She's pre-over me
She's
right
pre-mad.
Oh, no.
Pre-big mad.
Well, gosh, you guys. The tally was something like 5 or 6 to 2, so it's I feel like it's kind of silly, according to our listeners. I think it's cute and romantic, but you guys sounded off. It's ridiculous. So if you're doing it, be quiet about it. Don't say it out loud.
Don't brag.
Maybe not have a pre-engagement party.
Don't
is what
do
we're
that.
Saying.
Just keep it quiet.
I'm pre-buying you the presents. They're not here yet,
exactly,
but I'm pre-buying
right?
them. Don't worry.
It's